This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our numbers, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, KlausFinancial.com. That is spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. When you get to the website, if you scroll down to the bottom, there is a place to sign up for the Market Pulse newsletter. Great opportunity to get updates, weekly updates. Very, very cool feature. Just get to the website, KlausFinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz question of the week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Chili's. Joining us this week, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Malia, how are you today?
Very good.
Fantastic. I got a lot to get to this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about something I'm all too familiar with, which is the mistake word. Let's talk a little bit about some of those. There are some common mistakes that people do make, though, when it comes to retirement planning, and a great opportunity here to let people know what those mistakes are so we don't make them. So let's talk about those.
Yes, there are. So we've talked about this on the show before, but commonly as people are getting closer to retirement, there's a few key mistakes that they make. And certainly this is not an exhaustive list, but these are some of them. So number one is as you're saving for retirement, people start too late, or we call this waiting too long to begin saving. So if you look at investment management, if you look at what's called compound return, you'll find that the longer you have to invest, the higher averages you'll tend to get, and the more the money will compound. It's actually very common for Malia and I to meet with people, and they'll say, gosh, I'm whatever it is, 50 years old, I want to retire at 60, and I still feel like I'm a long ways off from my goal. But I say to people, what if that amount that you have doubled in the next 10 years, right? They go, well, then I would be on track. Well, in reality, you know, that final 10 years, if you continue to save and earn a decent rate of return, that can happen. But if you don't start early enough, right, and that doubling or compounding effect doesn't take hold early enough, then you could find yourself having to either work longer or save more, so on and so forth. So mistake number one is not saving early enough. Mistake number two is mistiming when you pull your Social Security. It's another big one. We see people very commonly say, yes, I turned 62. I've become eligible, and I just am going to draw because I don't believe the government's going to be able to, you know, finance this for much longer. And we go, well, that's great, but you're still working and you're earning 30 grand a year. And the problem is now they're going to actually offset you, because if you know this better than anybody, Sean, between 62 and full retirement age, you can't earn too much without them taking away part of your benefit. So that's another big mistake, is be cautious around when you draw Social Security. There's some things to be careful of there.
This is one of the, and that was one of those things too, since working with you guys and doing this show, and it was something on a personal level I hadn't thought a lot about, and then I realized that's a big one. That, you know, for a lot of people, CJ, as you highlighted there, is a lot of people tend to think, okay, at this age it's available, I've got to take it now, and that's important. Sorry, Malia.
I thought Sean asked us if he could start drawing it at 42, and I had to correct him on that.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said to us.
Yes, exactly. let's talk too about when it comes to our availability to work. And part of the thing, as we get older, we start to slow down a little bit, and some people tend to miss time that or misunderstand what they're going to be able to do in the future.
Well, what's kind of funny about this is many people assume, and we know what happens when we assume things in life, that they will be continuing to work because their health will be there. And so sometimes they'll tell us, well, I know I'm not going to have quite the nest egg I planned for, but I am planning on working, until I'm 70, 73, 74, so it shouldn't be a problem. And honestly, what we do see happen more often than not is that the health, depending on the career, of course, too, if it's a physical career, the health might not quite be there. Or what they're seeing a lot of right now is, depending on where you're working, you're seeing new processes come in, new computer systems, businesses get bought out, new leadership comes on board. And suddenly we're in our 50s and 60s, and we're like, whoa, I don't know if I'm mentally ready to take the next hike here at work. So it might be physical, it might be mental, and it might be health-related where we're not able to work or choose to work quite as long as we planned. So that really does factor into making that decision for retirement, looking at the health of your partner, your spouse, and seeing, you know, how is that going to factor into health insurance for us, and income on a monthly basis. So these are really important things to really stop and take a quick look at.
This is probably the one that Malia and I see the most, right? Is this dream of what retirement will look like, this postponement for the ultimate retirement that just never plays out. Mm-hmm. I could even use my parents as an example of this, where my mother kind of had this vision of them as they get older being having more flexibility, but then her parents got very sick. Mm-hmm. And for a better part of 8 years, she was going to nursing homes every other day, just spending time with them. And then they both passed away, and then it was my father's parents kind of went downhill. And now, as you know, now since they've run themselves so ragged, now even some of their health has declined. You get my point. It's this dream. It's this vision of what retirement looks like. And if you're not careful, you may never experience it because health declines.
And health is a big thing. And Malia brought up another thing, too, that Malia, I hadn't thought much about. But if you even think of, like, in the workplace over the past decade, how much each of us in our individual careers, things have changed. Automation, computerization, technology. And, you know, you think about all the times you've had to relearn basically how to do your job. That's interesting, too, to think, well, as you start nearing retirement, are you going to be interested in basically relearning your job, even if your job is still available because of some of these advancements in technology. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That is all one word, klossfinancial.com, spelled out K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also give them a call at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week. Well, stock market's been doing very, very well. You hear a lot of people thinking, ooh, time to start timing this stuff out. When's it going to dip? When's it going to go up more? We'll talk about timing the market with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial next, as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our friends from Kloss Financial this Thursday morning. Telephone numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this week from Kloss Financial. Again, if you have questions, give us a call, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Mentioned before the break, of course, that the thing that a lot of us like to do is everybody loves gains. We despise loss, and we say, oh, I think I've got a system, or I can time it.
Tell us what that is, Sean, now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really, really good at examining things that have already happened, and I'm one of those, oh, if only. That's easy to do. The reality is trying to look ahead is impossible, isn't it?
It is, yes. So timing the market, this is one of those big mistakes for retirees. And I have to admit, this is so tempting, even for people like Malia and I, mm-hmm. right? We kind of monitor the markets. And to be quite frank with people right now, where the market is right now with the Dow at 20,600, I don't know if everybody knows that, by the way. Dow is at 20,600. It's historic. Yesterday, it was the highest close ever. There's this sense of like, really? Like what is driving this? And it is this euphoria around, you know, certain Trump policies, if they be pro-business. And the market, by the way, for those who don't know, it prices in expectations. So a lot of times people will go, hey, nothing really went wrong, and yet the market corrected. And it's because the expectation changed. Nothing actually changed. It's just the expectation changed. So markets are one of the most forward-looking things that are out there. And so because it's pricing in expectations, it can be pretty volatile when those expectations don't play out or they play out in a different way. So, but I'm sorry, so I'm making people think they should time the market. It's not what I'm saying. Timing the market is so difficult because as many people probably did when the futures were selling off after Trump was elected, a lot of people that morning when they woke up sold all of their stocks. Well, what's the crazy part? By the end of the day, the market was up 3%. And by the way, since then, the market's up about 8%. So you get my point. Trying to time the market due to what you think is going to occur is literally impossible. And by the way, the greatest investor of all time, Warren Buffett, is the biggest believer in that truth. It's not just us. It's kind of all of the investing world doesn't believe you can time it. So be ever so cautious. The biggest factor that will dictate your return is staying committed to a strategy.
Does it help to have somebody, and I think I've brought this analogy up before, is back when I was a little more health conscious, one of the things that helped me stick to, especially my gym regimen, was having a trainer there, somebody that I was accountable to. Is it beneficial also to have somebody like you guys at Kloss Financial to, you know, when these things happen, to say, hey, I've got this idea?
No, that doesn't help at all. We just come on the show for the heck of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's a great analogy, because there's two things that happen when you have that one-on-one connection. Number one, you call them for assistance. You call and say, hey, I'm not feeling like getting out of bed today. I don't really feel like working out, number one, to your trainer. Number two, and they reinforce why you're doing it. And number three, you walk in the door and they are ready for you. And they keep you accountable. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we do, keeping you on the path, because going through these days, the highs, we don't get a lot of calls, do we, CJ? But on the down days, get a few calls. And that's what we're here for, to respond to that, because we understand people are busy with their lives. They're not following it minute by minute. And yet, we all know what your goals are, and we want to help you stick to them. That's the goal.
And let's talk a little bit about the three. If through all of the shows we've done, there are three things that I take away from those shows, and I think it's pretty important to bring those three points up right now.
Yeah. So another thing to be careful of is miscalculating the amount that you can draw from your retirement account each year. This is a big one. We've talked a lot about this on the show, but it's difficult as a consumer to understand, hey, number one, how should I have my money invested when I go into retirement? Because everybody says, hey, I've heard of backing off my risk, but what does that mean? How do you back off your risk? And then number two, is it the right blend or the right mix to make sure that when you do go to draw income out, that it sustains you for the rest of your life? Meaning, am I going to get enough return to offset some of my income so that I don't run out? But secondarily, am I drawing the right amount of income? And this is actually a very touchy subject. You'd be amazed, the difference between a 4% versus a 5% withdrawal rate can be the difference between running out of money and not running out of money. And so making sure you're sitting down with a professional that can give you really good advice and keep you on the right path in terms of income. Malia and I have had people come in and say, I'm ready for retirement and I expect to just draw, you know, 10% per year out of my portfolio. And they're like ready to retire. And we have to be the ones to break the bad news to say, gosh, you're planning to draw twice of what we would suggest. So, you know, make sure you've got your mind around how much am I going to be able to withdraw when I retire.
321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. As a matter of fact, Sarah took the time to call in. Sarah, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Good morning. I have a quick question for you. I am a state employee, and as such, I put close to 7% of my income into my pension.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if you advise people to also put money into the state's version of a 401k. I can't think of what it's called right now.
403b, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, my concern is, I assume the same people that manage the pension manage that.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same fund mix and the same stocks?
Great question. Totally understand the context of the question, and I hope other people are listening out there, because there's a lot of state employees in Dane County. So to answer your question very directly, and I'll give you a little meat on the bone here, no, you should not be afraid of that. I am a big believer in having that money. As you say, you're putting money into the pension and then also saving additionally on a pre-tax basis into your 403B. And the reason is because they're not actually the same. The 403B, you have complete and total control over what you're investing in. And it is a blend of different positions that they will actually change out based upon just basically rating of the funds. The pension itself is a completely different system. That's a general fund that basically you have a little bit of flexibility over the fixed and the variable, as you probably know, Sarah. But beyond fixed and variable, you're not the one managing the underlying fixed bucket or the underlying variable bucket. That's what the pension system does. So totally different systems. One is your money. You get to decide what to do with it. Another one is a general fund, which is the pension system that there's an investment committee that manages. I'm a big believer in doing both.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Sarah, fantastic question. And if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. We'll talk about, as you're getting ready to retire, and thoughts about doing a rollover. We'll talk about how that's done and things you need to know about. We'll also have our Claus Quiz Question of the Week coming up next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Spending time with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas of Claus Financial. Don't forget the telephone number at Claus Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find them online at clausfinancial.com. It's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. As people get ready to retire, we hear talk, of course, of doing a rollover. What are some of the things people need to do, and what should they be thinking about if they do want to do a rollover? How does that work as well?
Yeah, when we're talking about these, we're not talking about the person who does not have the opportunity at work to perhaps have a corporate retirement plan. Those people perhaps just have IRAs. But when you're working at a company like Sarah was just discussing, she in fact will have a pension. But if she also had money in her 403B, for example, when she goes to retire, those are funds that she would be able to roll over at that point into her own individual retirement account. Now, many people do this while they're still working, actually. And for a lot of companies, they will allow you to do what's called an in-service rollover at 59 and a half. While you still continue contributing until you do retire, that is just a nice caveat that's available for many people. So when you roll it out from your retirement plan that you've been putting money into, a 403B, a 401K, those types of plans for many, many years, what happens is finally you're going to take control of it. It's going to roll from the trustee that you've become familiar with, which might be, you know, Fidelity or T. Rowe Price, et cetera. And that's going to move directly towards another trustee, so that there's no taxes due at the time of the rollover. And that's a really important fact. Some people say, well, I'm just going to retire and have them send me a check. And while that would be exciting to see your big check in your mailbox, I suppose, the other part that's not so exciting is they've probably withheld some tax for you. Just in the event your tax payment didn't make it to the IRS, they will automatically withhold from the company 20%, generally speaking, or more, from that distribution. And that's why you really do need to have someone helping you, generally speaking, for that to be the intermediary so that it goes directly from the previous trustee to the new trustee, because obviously you don't want to make the whole thing taxable. We want it to be available to you as you need it, as CJ mentioned about distribution throughout retirement, and make sure that as it comes out, it will be taxable to you, but not all at the same time.
Yeah, so as Malia is saying, some people call this trustee-to-trustee transfers or rollovers. Other people call it custodian-to-custodian transfers or rollovers. And some people get this confused with this one rollover per year rule thing. A few years ago, IRS came out with a rule that said you can only do one of these rollovers per year. And so people go, whoa, what if I have a couple old ones and I want to do it all in 1 year? Well, that one per year rule does not apply to trustee to trustee or custodian to custodian.
Okay.
It only applies to the 60-day rollover, which, by the way, I'm confusing people now. The 60-day rollover works where somebody says, hey, send me the money. So it's actually a distribution, right? The 20% is withheld automatically, as Malia mentioned. And then they go, oh, no, I actually wanted to roll it over. And they have a 60-day window to get it back into an IRA. Here's the problem, folks. What about that 20%? Well, actually, the way it works is if you don't come up with your own money to make up that 20% difference, then that 20% is deemed as the distribution still. So what I'm going to tell you is you only have one of those per year, by the way. And number two, it's really messy from a tax standpoint. Mm-hmm. So what we say is don't goof around. Do not goof around with a 60-day rollover. Instead, focus on the trustee to trustee or the custodian to custodian, because then there's no tax.
Oh, we love hearing that stuff.
No tax immediately.
Well, that's a good point, Malia. Yeah. As a matter of fact, they read that off to you. They go, there's no tax right now, but there will be in the future. So that's true.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com. That is all one word, KlossFinancial.com. I'll spell it out for you. It's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com, all one word. When you get to the site, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a great resource. Once a week, you get an email in your inbox that kind of gives you a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. It's not a spammy thing. You don't get a bunch of stuff. It's literally just once a week. It's a really, really convenient tool. All you got to do is get to KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial's offices right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works just like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win a $25 gift card to Chili's. This week's Kloss... let me start all over with that. Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. CJ, you guys, and Malia, you guys made this name knowing that it would be a tongue twister.
I did.
I've done so good for so long. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much tax will you pay when you roll your pre-tax corporate retirement account over from one custodian to another custodian into an IRA? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller will win that $25 gift card to Chili's. Don't forget, that's also the telephone number for Kloss Financial office right here in Madison. Nothing, no cost for that initial get to know you, kick of the tires appointment. Again, Kloss Financial's office, 442-5637. The website, KlossFinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care, Malia. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.